Now we know what they were planning. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. On Monday, it was revealed why Donald Trump had every reason to believe he would win the 2020 election, because there was a lawyer on his legal team who had described in detail how, with Mike Pence's cooperation, it could be done constitutionally. The memo was prepared by an attorney, John Eastman. It was labeled privileged and confidential, and here's what it proposed for the January 6th vote count. Vice President Pence begins to count the ballots, starting with Alabama. When he gets to Arizona, he announces he has multiple slates of electors for that state, so he's going to skip Arizona. He then skips each of the seven states with multiple slates of electors, and at the end announces that because of the disputes, there are no electors that can be deemed, quote, validly appointed in those seven states, so that the total number of electors is only 454. And since the 12th Amendment says a candidate must get, quote, a majority of the electors appointed, you need only 228 to win now. And since without those seven states, Trump would have had 232 votes, he wins. Pence thus declares President Trump re-elected. That was the legal scenario. The pro-Trump masses gathered in Washington would have hugged each other and gone home peacefully if that had happened. Now, other lawyers have pointed out that, number one, this is all BS. Number two, Nancy Pelosi could have legally delayed the inauguration and sabotaged the whole plan. But here's the thing. The moment Mike Pence declared he was going to ignore the votes of the seven states, the anti-Trump masses would have rushed to D.C. Both sides would grab the pitchforks, or worse, and our great American experiment would have come to an ignominious end. General Milley would probably have had to declare martial law. I understand the jury is out on whether Mike Pence deserves to be called a hero for sticking with the Constitution on January 6th, but I have to say, that legal brief was clearly serious. That's why Trump was so sure he could pull it off. And even if Pence did momentarily consider carrying it out, as has been claimed, the fact that he didn't makes him a hero in my book. You watch, one day he'll get his own statue. And why not? We have plenty of empty pedestals once occupied by leaders who actively tried to destroy the nation. There should be room for one who passively managed to save it.